Hey everyone, you're now listening to English on a Go with your sister Helen. Hello, 大家好，您现正收听的是英文啪啪 Go， 我是主持人 your sister Helen。你是否有想过用英文聊天却不知道怎么开话题的烦恼？这就是为什么你应该收听英文啪啪 Go。Your sister Helen 会带给你时下最潮趋势以及流行文化，让你边学英文边跟上时代脚步。所以敬请期待每一集哦。Have you ever wanted to chat in English but don't know where to start?That's why you need to listen to English on a Go. Your sister Helen will keep you updated with the most recent trend and pop culture around the world. You'll learn English while keeping up with the times. So stay tuned. Today we're going to the #ChangeYingWen hashtag 学英文啦。那我们这次还是讲 hashtag girls talk， 因为女生的 gossip 真的永远讲不完，有太多太有趣的内容你不会想错过。 So today we are again back to the popular bi-weekly program of learning English through hashtag. For this episode, we are still going to talk about hashtag girls talk since you know girls gossip never ends. There are so many interesting contents that you don't want to miss.那在我们开始之前呢，英文啪啪 Go 的金主爸爸 Anchor 有几句话要说。So the first tweet, cool things about being in a group meet with 97 other girls is that I can just say, let's get food, and like 10 people will immediately respond. Oh my gosh, this tweet is so relatable.那这个 tweet 真的超有共鸣的。先跟大家补充一下， group me 基本上就有点像是美国版的 line。 那这个 tweet 在讲说，当你在一个有97个女生的 group me 群组里说，诶，我们去吃东西吧，那大概会有10个人秒回你，所以你永远不用担心说找不到人吃饭。 When I was a freshman last year in college, I was in the group me with my dormmates, and it's a group about like 100-ish peopleOne thing I love about being in such a big group is that whenever you need help, you'll find someone who can help you. For example, if you're locked out of the dorm because you forgot to bring your student ID, just ask in the group chats, then someone will get you in. The only thing you need to do is simply ask for help. And I feel like a lot of people are intimidated to ask for a favor nowadays for some reasons. So here, I just want to tell you guys that don't be afraid of asking for help.People are generally nice and are willing to help you. I know what I'm saying now is like a little off topic, so sorry for that, but I just like wanted to share my thoughts. 当我去年还是一个小大一的时候，我有加入我们宿舍的群聊，然后大概有100多个舍友吧。我觉得在一个这么大的群组里，最大的好处就是说，当你需要帮助的时候，总是有人会伸出援手。就像是说，如果你忘记带学生证进不了宿舍的话，在群里喊一声，随时，真的随时，都有人能帮你开门。你唯一要做的事情就是寻求帮助。但我感觉好像现代人好像不太敢寻求帮助耶。所以我在这里想要鼓励大家勇敢的 ask for help。不用害羞 ,OK, 大部分人都还是很善良而且乐于助人的。我知道我现在有点离题，但我只是想分享一下自己一些想法，所以跟大家说声 sorry 哦。OK, the second tweet,Downside of warm weather, shaving my legs. This is so true, bro. 这真的很真实耶。这个 tweet 在讲说天气变暖的坏处就是要刮腿毛了。我知道好像台湾人好像比较少用剃刀去除毛，因为会越刮越粗嘛。但我认识的所有美国女生，真的是所有，用剃刀刮毛基本上就是他们每天洗澡的步骤之一。所以他们洗澡都蛮久的。Okay, I know Taiwanese girls don't really remove their hairs through shaving because shaving will make your hair look like man's hair. But for the US girls I know, shaving is like their daily routine for showering, so it takes a lot of time for them to take a shower though. Next tweet, I love girls that you barely know, but they always hype up your selfies and always support you like, yes girls, we can be the best friend any day.OK, 这个 tweet 在讲说，我喜欢那些其实跟我不熟但总是会吹拍你的自拍照，像好妈吉一样支持你的女生。对啊，谁不想要这种会吹彩虹屁的塑料朋友？对吧？那这边值得一提的是， hype up 是一个 常用的流行英文用语，用来表示说使激励雀跃，也就是鼓舞的意思。Next tweet. My brand, you need some big life changes. Me? Okay, I would change my hair color. My brand, maybe study more, eat healthier. Me? My hair is blue, I feel great. Oh my gosh, 这里充分体现理想跟现实的差别。那这边的对话就是说，我的理性告诉我，你需要一点改变。但实际上的我，好啊，那我换个发色。我的理性告诉我，要不然你多点书，多读点书，多吃健康点的东西。现实的我，我的头发是蓝色的，真爽。So the conclusion is, people are never rational. 结论就是，人从来不是理性的动物。Last tweet. Me during the week, my body is a temple. No carbs, lots of water. Me on a weekend. My body is a frat house.Mexican food and marks till I die. 又是一个女生现实生活缩写的 tweet. 那这里在说，平日的我，我的身体就像是寺庙，没有 carbs 碳水化合物，喝一堆水。假日的我，我的身体就像是兄弟会房子，墨西哥食物玛格丽特样样来，直到我挂。那这里的 carbs 就是指 carbohydrates 碳水化合物的缩写。Frat House 就是 Fraternity House 的缩写 ，Marks 就是 Margarita 玛格丽特这种调酒的缩写。So here I want to further elaborate on Frat House. Normally Americans refer to Frat House as a place that is dirty and without order, since the impression most people have on fraternity is frat party and all sort of unhealthy lifestyle. 那跟大家补充一下，通常美国人喜欢 refer to Frat House 用来表示一个。地方很脏乱，没有纪律，因为大部分人联想到兄弟会就是吃喝玩乐、开趴啊，各种不健康的饮食、生活作息等等等。It's almost the end of this episode. I have a few announcements before we enter the last part of this episode.Unfortunately, the Instagram account for your sister Helen was hacked somehow and is currently scheduled into deletion. Therefore, I started another account called Your Sis Helen. Just search URSISHELEN on Instagram, then you'll find me again. On Instagram, I share some English slangs that you don't learn in school. I also share some independent English music that is super chill to listen to.So follow me on Instagram if you're interested in. 哎呦，我们又即将进入这一集的结尾啦！我有事情想要跟大家说。很不幸的呢 ，Your Sister Helen 原本的 IG 账号被盗了。那现在那个账号是在删除的过程中，所以我又新开了一个账号叫 Your Sis Helen， 搜寻 URSISHELEN 就可以找到我啦。那平时呢，我会分享一些教科书上没有教的英文流行用语，还有小众的英文独立音乐，超级适合放松的时候听。如果你有兴趣的话，记得 follow 我们的 IG 账号哦。Okay, before we go again, I want to recommend a song called Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo. I love the song since it's super chill. Also, I think her voice kind of like Billie Eilish, one of my favorite singers.So if you haven't heard of this song, please go and check it out. You'll love it. 在我们结束之前呢，我想要推荐 Olivia Rodrigo 的 Deja Vu. 我个人很喜欢这首歌，因为它超级臭，加上这个女歌手的声音很像 Billie Eilish， 一个我自己很喜欢的歌手。所以如果你还没有听过这首歌，请去听听看，你绝对会喜欢的。So that's all for today. Thank you all for listening. Have a good day and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.